Welcome to the Exceed Business Podcast Series, where entrepreneurs can get a range of tips and tools to grow their business. In this episode, we are looking at stakeholders. Specifically, we are looking at the importance of knowing and courting your stakeholders. Let's start with a definition. A stakeholder is a person, organization, group, or body that has an interest in an organization. Their concern and interest is drawn from the fact that they could impact or they could be impacted by the activities of that organization. As we know, businesses do not exist in a vacuum. They are always part of a value chain that involves suppliers and buyers. An organization supplies goods to our business in the form of raw materials, manpower, or other supplies. Similarly, other individuals or organizations would purchase and consume the product that our business supplies. So both the supplier and the buyer are stakeholders in the business. Suppliers benefit from the growth and expansion in the business, and they will suffer if the business performance declines. Therefore, the success of our business would certainly influence the success of our suppliers. On the other hand, if a supplier suddenly decides to increase its prices and we don't have any suitable alternatives, this would impact our business too. Secondly, customers, they put money in the bank for us to enable our business to keep operating. If our business suddenly loses a major customer, this would impact our performance and possibly the survival of our business. So it is easy to see why suppliers and customers will be classed as stakeholders, but there are many others. Third, we are looking at competitors. Many do not consider competitors as stakeholders. However, competitors can completely change the industry that we operate in. If a competitor embarks on a drastic price war, or if they introduce a new technology that supersedes whatever technology that we are operating with, these two things and many more factors that competitors embark on could impact our business. The fourth category we are looking at are employees. Now, our employees are interested in the future of the organization and its ability to provide salaries today and job security in the future. Number five are financiers. These may include investors who want to get a return on their investment, and lenders who need assurance that the business will be able to repay a loan or a debt. And also, this would include potential financiers who are looking for where to put their money. So you really need to think about those potential financiers as well. Number six are the regulators. They determine the legal framework within which our organization operates. They issue and they could revoke licenses to operate. For instance, in the telecoms industry, any telecoms provider needs to have a license as issued by the NCC in Nigeria. The regulator also controls the quality of products that can be offered to consumers, such as in the pharmaceutical sector, where we have the NAFDAC in Nigeria. And finally, we have members of the public at large. They potentially can also influence the activities of an organization. For instance, protesters have regularly stopped or delayed activities by petroleum companies in Nigeria and in other parts of the world. So having looked at this different range of stakeholders, is it really possible to court so many groups? The secret is to develop the right strategy for each group. This process is called stakeholder mapping. It's a way of grouping the different stakeholders depending on one, the level of interest in the business, and two, the influence that they could have on the business. Let's look at this in a bit more detail. So far, we've looked at the different stakeholders. Before we continue to the second part, we want to remind you that you can find a wide range of other business material on our website at www.exceedbusiness.com. Also, don't forget to sign up to our newsletter and we'll keep you up to date on activities going on at Exceed Business. Now, let's look at how a business can manage its different stakeholders. Welcome back. The first category that we are looking at are the inactive bystanders. They have very little interest in the business and they have very little influence also. This could be a single customer where a business has millions of similar customers and that particular customer has multiple options. So for instance, you might have a customer that buys from us today and tomorrow they buy the same product from one of our competitors. So there's no loyalty and therefore there's very little interest in the future of the business and there's very little that they as an individual can do to influence the future of our business. The way to cut such a stakeholder is to simply keep them informed via general communication such as radio or depending, it really depends on the type of audience, but just general mass communication, digital or offline. And the aim is to increase their level of interest without increasing their level of influence. So you want that customer to buy more and become more dependent on our product as opposed to splitting their wallet between us and our competitors. The second group, the careful observers, are those that are interested because the success of the business would have an impact on them. However, they have limited influence. Employees, especially junior members of staff and low-skilled employees, often fall within this group. Note that this isn't necessarily the case where there is a strong union, because the collection through that union gives that group higher influence. But let's take the case of individual employees. And again, note that this does not include employees that have skills that are unique, whereby if such an employee leaves the business, literally you could lose a really core part of the assets of your business. So it's important that the business regularly engages with all the employees and other people within this careful observer category. We keep them informed, we consult them on aspects of the business that are of interest to them. Employees should be informed of the future plans of the business and its financial health because they are concerned about these things. They should also celebrate the success of the company so they feel more part of that company. Such actions would help increase the interest and the affinity of the employees and other people within this group in the business. So both of these groups, the inactive bystanders and the careful observers, should be monitored closely. It is important that a business doesn't dismiss any stakeholder, but continues to monitor their interest and their influence. Groups that are uninterested today and of little influence, such as the general public or a single member of the public, could be more influential than you think because of the sheer size of that group. Whilst one individual cannot stop a business from operating, they can become very powerful when similar stakeholders group together. The third group that we're looking at are the passive controllers. They're highly influential, but they have little or no stake or interest in the business and in its success. their actions, whether it's conscious or subconscious, would have a significant impact on the business. Therefore, it's important to keep such parties informed and engaged about our business activities with the aim of increasing their level of interest. An example is a business that's manufacturing food products that's, say, located in a community with poor infrastructure. Now, the Ministry of Communications and Infrastructure are potential key stakeholders. However, these ministries have little or no interest in the business. And in fact, they probably don't even know of the business because they directly have little to gain from the activities of the business. Now, true engagement and keeping these ministries informed about the positive impact that the factory is having within the community, the ministry could decide to improve the road infrastructure and other infrastructure, whether it's electricity, road security. And by so doing, this would significantly impact our business. Where this group is a passive group, they actually have a very great impact on our business. The final stakeholder group we're looking at are champions. Now, champions are very critical as they make or break your business. Such stakeholder groups include your financiers, regulators, and industry bodies. We take an example close to home. Previously, almost any organization or individual could import pharmaceutical products into Nigeria for sale to members of the public. In 1993, the formation of NAFDAC changed this. NAFDAC started to stipulate that every product had to be NAFDAC registered. This body was not necessarily interested in the daily operation of every small-scale pharmacy in the country. However, they significantly influenced those businesses. Following this ruling, many businesses realized that their products did not meet the standard required, and they were forced to shut down or to spend a lot of money improving the products, which increased their cost and therefore their prices. This stakeholder group, the champions, should be treated with the utmost priority. Effort must be made to engage with senior influencers within that group, speak to them regularly, and never make decisions without informing or consulting them. If your business is in the building sector, speak to the people responsible for building approval within your particular state or local government area. But engage with this group very early on, because if we embark on a business that has such big influences, we might find that we spend a lot of money going down the line that ultimately we would lose. So in summary, we've looked at four steps for effective stakeholder management. The first is to identify all the stakeholders for your business. Think broadly about the various groups. Don't just look at the obvious ones. And we suggest that you do this in a brainstorming session with different members of your organization. The second step is to identify their level of interest and the level of influence. Make sure that you're critical during this process and don't place every stakeholder as a champion. The simple definition above for interest and influence would help you. The third step is to define strategies for engaging and courting each one of these groups. Be mindful not to develop strategies that would take over management time, as this wouldn't be sustainable. So if you put every stakeholder group as champion, that means that you have to court them, you have to meet them every month. Management would spend most of their time courting stakeholders and not having time to run the business. But the final step is to make sure that we actually activate those plans and actively monitor those plans to avoid surprises. So you might decide to put out a general comms to the members of the public every 6 months. You might want to have a town hall meeting with employees every month. You might want to have a meeting with your regulators every quarter. Keep that in the diary. Make sure that we keep doing that. Because the last thing that you want is to have the regulator knock on your door because you've not engaged with them for the past 12 months. Business has been progressing, but unfortunately maybe taking a different direction to what the regulator expects. So that's stakeholder management coming to you by Exceed Business. For more business tips, sign up to our newsletter today at exceedbusiness.com. Thank you.